From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. President Donald Trump says he is canceling the last administration's deal with Cuba. President Donald Trump has begun undoing some parts of his predecessor's historic opening to Cuba. New measures include tightening restrictions on tourism travel and prohibiting financial dealings with entities tied to Cuban military and intelligence services. A Cuban military conglomerate is estimated to control more than half of the country's economy. In a speech in Miami's Little Havana district, Trump said he took steps toward fulfilling a campaign promise that helped him win last November's election in the battleground state of Florida, where the Cuban-American vote was instrumental in pushing him over the top. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is investigating whether President Trump tried to obstruct justice, is also probing the finances and business dealings of the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. The Washington Post reported Mueller's probe into Kushner's financial transactions Thursday. As for the president, the investigation is on whether he tried to obstruct justice during the investigation into the alleged collusion between Trump staffers and Russia. Fred Wertheimer is president and CEO of the nonpartisan group Democracy 21.
This has been a major development in the investigation, but all signs are that the investigation of whether the president was obstructing justice began even before Mueller was there. The reports indicate that shortly after Comey was fired, an investigation was opened into whether the president had obstructed justice.
This is VOA News.